Thank you and good afternoon. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission has announced that Greg Foster will return as executive director for the agency. This is the third time Foster has returned to the commission, serving as executive director in the past from 1999 to 2007 and again from 2009 to 2012. During the last 3 years, Foster has been the vice president and business lender for Redwood Capital Bank. Redwood CEO John Dalby had mixed emotions, stating, "We have both enjoyed and benefited from his tenure with Redwood Capital Bank, and he will be missed, but at the same time we know the greater community will be well served by this change." Fortuna Mayor Sue Long said that Greg shares the board's commitment to economic development and public service, and his long involvement with the community has built a strong network that will increase the agency's effectiveness. Wednesday night, the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously approved two amendments that were presented by Congressman Jared Huffman. The amendments will prevent the future sale of Confederate flag merchandise in National Park Service stores, and also to disallow any grave in any federal cemetery operated by the Park Service to be decorated with the Confederate flag. Huffman said the following, "I'm very pleased that the House has now, in a bipartisan manner, supported my amendments and joined in the movement to end the public promotion of the cruel racist legacy of the Confederacy." The Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has bought 14 acres of property along the Little River near Moonstone Beach from the Green Diamond Resource Company, and the title will be officially transferred on Thursday. The public is welcome to attend the ceremonial transfer of the title on Thursday, and the ceremony will be held at the south end of Scenic Drive. The property is located south of Scenic Drive and west of Highway 101 and includes approximately 1,000 feet of riverfront beach along the east side of Little River. The Coast Land Trust intends to develop trails for public access, and once complete, the trail will link the Hammond Trail System with Scenic Drive. The National Weather Service in Eureka has issued a hazardous weather outlook this afternoon, and it will last into tonight due to the possibility of thunderstorms along the region. A flash flood watch was also issued this morning for areas along Northwest California, including areas such as Trinity Center, Weaverville, and Denny. The watch will also last through this evening. Heavy rain could cause rapid rises in area streams and rivers, as well as covering streets. This Friday, County Supervisor Rex Bone will officially announce that he will run for re-election as the 1st District Supervisor. Bone was on this morning's talk shop and expanded on his decision to run again, citing the fact that he wants to continue to see items such as Measure Z go through to the finish.
"We've started to change some attitudes, and things are looking better that way. We've got Measure Z. I mean, I want to see that go through fruition, both for public safety, both through the fire, both through the sheriff's department. That's exciting."
Bone also mentioned that he believes he has done a fair job in his time as a supervisor, and also cited that he has a very good work ethic. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A number of vacant seats are available across school district boards. Dan Squire has more.
There will be more than 85 school board seats for school districts across the county, as well as for the Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods, up for election this fall. And administrators with county schools want interested and qualified residents to take part. There will be vacancies on 31 school district boards, and County School Superintendent Gary Eagle said in a statement that our local school boards are seeking strong, committed members. Serving on a school board is a unique form of community service, working collaboratively with administrators, faculty, and parents to create and sustain educational opportunities for children is one of the most rewarding positions a person can fulfill. Those interested in running can begin to file paperwork on Monday, July 13th, and the filing period closes in August. For more information, contact the county schools office or check online.
Thank you, Dan. With recent layoffs at the Eureka Police Department, police are looking for solutions to still continue to provide service to local residents. Police Captain Brian Stevens said one of the solutions that is currently being discussed is the possibility of having an online process where residents can file a police report if a crime has occurred.
It's a computer program that allows citizens to file reports with the police department via an online process, so they can fill out their own police reports for talking minor thefts, There'll be a list of crimes on there, a list of things they can actually report to us.
Stevens went on to say that residents can still request for an officer to come to their home. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.